Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Wow, I'm your host, the man with the mic. If you haven't heard, say a prayer. Jerusalem is under attack right now, and Christians are under attack for that matter too. So, but yep, Hamas is bombing Jerusalem. Oh, I'm going to get into so much tonight. But just keep Jerusalem in your prayers, please, because with the people we have in D.C., they're not going to support Jerusalem. They're going to support Hamas. We at The Conversation stand with Jerusalem and standing with Benjamin Netanyahu. But, you know, where this, well, some people did some stuff in 9/11. And, you know, so, well, then, wow. Biden's DOJ claims that weapon parts kits are firearms. Only the receiver that contains a serial number is actually classified as a firearm, if you don't know that. Because I have a Beretta, and you can replace so much stuff on it and change the outside of it, and it has nothing to do with the, has nothing to do with the gun itself. The firearm is the part that has the serial number on it. If it doesn't have the serial number, it's not actually, but
can you shoot it? It's a gun.
Not by the government statute. I want to get into all kinds of stuff. The Pope Francis cannot believe that Pope Francis will oblige Catholics to participate in the vaccine catastrophe. Get the vaccine, folks. Oh, don't worry. Yeah, if you haven't heard, yeah, there's like a, they're going to have like booster ones every year you're going to have to get. And Fauci said, like, you know how there's hardly any flu cases because of wearing masks. So we're going to, I'll get into wearing masks almost all the time now. Under Joseph Biden's, you know, the HHS under President Biden said Monday that its Office for Civil Rights, the OCR, will interpret sexual discrimination in federal health care rules to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Of course, you got people like Michelle Obama coming up. I don't want to let you know, black people. I'm Michelle Obama. I was a very successful, screwed my way to get into the White House. But guess what, folks? I made it to the White House, and you can't. You can't even get a driver's license. You won't be able to even get a pack of cool miles. You won't be able to do anything because, see, what it is because I'm a successful billionaire. Black, the most successful black woman in history doesn't mean you're going to be able to accomplish anything. I have billions of dollars. You just sit down, go back to your Section 8 housing, and if, I don't understand. I want to get into so much, so thank you for tuning into the conversation. Remember Hebrews 13:16. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. Those are the sacrifices that are pleasing to God. And I want to get into that because when I grew up, our neighbors had house keys. And if I locked myself out, they could let you in and vice versa. We had their house keys. People, hey, this stroller we can't use anymore. You want to have it? There you go. You can have the stroller. Not now. Oh, yeah, that's a $1,700 stroller. So, what? You know, yeah, we're going to need to get some money for that. You know, so, you know, as brand new, I mean, use. It's only 2 years, so I need at least 600. Come on, dog. People just try to get so much money for it. It's ridiculous. But that's the world we live in. You know, but this is nuts. I'm going to get into this. This is kind of breaking right now. Where is it, folks? Yeah, Jerusalem has been under attack and has been hit by rockets fired by Hamas. And Hamas is taking responsibility for this. They're the ones doing this. And thank God, Jerusalem is kind of like Governor DeSantis, and they'll fight back. They will retaliate. They won't stand still.
Is that the plan? They aren't going to retaliate.
From what I've heard.
It might.
Yeah, in the studio, we need a light bulb, and my wife keeps forgetting it. After the program, I will go grab one. It's the least I can do.
Tomorrow.
Hey, folks. Yes, we're looking for a electrical maintenance technician, a light bulb changer, if you're a Democrat. But anyways, folks, I mean, this is scary. Remember when Trump, we're going to die. North Korea's going to kill us all. Trump's going to get us all killed. I can't, and they were trying to, from the very beginning, he can't have the nuclear codes. He can't have them. And then near the end, Nancy Pelosi's like, you need to take away his power for the nuclear codes. He can't. Trump is probably the most anti-war person I've ever known in my life. That dude's like, that dude would have been at Woodstock going like, he'd be anti-war. And that's why I never understood why all these, and if someone bombs us, it's not because something he did. The world we live in. I miss Trump and pulling people out and stopping wars and ending stuff. Trump was doing, he was getting people to the table and having peace talks. 4 years Biden starting World War III. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't understand this world. I don't know how any black person can sit there and listen to Oprah Winfrey and any Michelle Obama, and you have Maxine Waters. Oh, just go back to your Section 8 housing. You're never going to accomplish nothing. Don't worry. Just go back. We'll take care of you. Just keep voting for us. I know we're billionaires, but you just sit down. You just keep collecting your welfare checks. Don't worry. We ain't going to increase any, but hey, you know. Don't worry. You just keep going to your churches and Popeye's chicken, get your chicken, and go home and just sit on your butt and play video games. Well, how are they successful? If black people can't accomplish anything, how is Oprah Winfrey successful? I know how Kamala Harris got there. Oh, your mama sure does care about your schooling, son. Oh, yeah, she does. But that's just where we live in, folks. People actually believe Tony Robbins is a very successful person. So is Mike Lindell. That gives me hope that I might be a successful person someday. In the eyes of God, I'm always successful. Every day I wake up, There's a couple people at work. One guy every day goes, how you doing? I'm like, I woke up today. He goes, you're getting it. No matter what that guy goes through, if he woke up today, he's grateful. He could be sicker than heck. How you doing? I woke up today. He woke up to me, yep, and he's grateful. Yes, he is. I mean, he could have a botched surgery, and you probably wouldn't even know if he'll, how did you do? I woke up today. And if you confronted him about his arm or something, oh, they screwed up the surgery, so they have to do it again to refix it. But I woke up today, and I think God sent me him so that I would be, because I'm always I'm a complainer. I'm somebody like, oh, yeah, here we go. And he's like, hey, man, look at what, no matter what I go through, I woke up today. You know, and that's, but my point in circling back to all what I was talking about just a minute ago, you woke up today. You can do stuff. Anthony Robbins is successful. I'm successful in my own right. I mean, I have billions of dollars. I may be robbing Peter to pay Paul, but guess what, folks? I do what I do. And you got a generation of kids that, like, they just think, like, everything should be given to them. They don't have to work. They don't have to do anything. And now that they've got a paycheck that gives them more than a working paycheck, if no kids are watching, no kids. This is funny, but make sure the kids are gone. But yeah, this guy, these two people come in with like gold teeth, and they have like a chain around their neck, and pants half off their butt, and they go into the place and get their unemployment check, and they get their unemployment check, and says, "Oh, I can't wait to get back to working and having a real job instead of just freeloading." And of course, this lady sits there. And it's funny because we have a really, really rich guy that's looking for some personal security, chauffeur, this and that. He's got a 20-year-old daughter. You know, when she goes overseas or whatever, you're going to escort her everywhere she goes, be her bodyguard and do all this. And excuse me. And you're going to protect her and all this stuff and do all this. And she's really sexually active, and you know, so that if she ever needs that, you're going to be the one that fulfills that need for her and all this stuff. And the guy goes, and the two guys go to the lady that, like, the employment center where they pick up their unemployment checks. Are you serious? Are you pulling my chain? Oh, yeah, basically. But, heck, you started it by saying you wanted to come here and get a job. And that's the problem. You have so many people that are like, why would I want to work when I'm getting more unemployed? I don't have to do hardly anything as a teacher, teaching from home. Give me my vodka, give me my PJs, and I'm going to teach school. All right, folks. I got this book on tape. Your textbook, we're going to listen to chapter 2, 3, and 4. Okay, hit play and walk off and get a shower and come back an hour later. Now that you've listened to that, I wanted to make sure that it was done by an actual book on tape. That way there wouldn't be a mess up, and you I don't want to screw up and read something that's not there and then misconstrue something. So I wanted to make sure that's why I did that. When really it's like, bye-bye, I'm gone. They don't do any, they work half as much when they student teach, basically on the computer. They don't do anything. Yeah, it's bad. We need to, yeah, Dr. Fauci says bad. We need to, I don't think we should go to school. I think school should be, I think we should have like online schooling for, I don't think students should be in schools ever again. I mean, they're fighting to stay locked down with school so that they can teach from home, because they don't have to do half, like, they don't have to do hardly any of it. Now, why don't you have them do their homework on paper and send them to a P.O. box? Oh, that'd be, I can't go outside. Yeah, they'll probably go on vacation to Florida, but I can't go to school because it's not safe and I'm going to get on a crowded airplane. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. It gets even better because Dr. Fauci's kind of saying, well, since the flu was weighed down because of COVID, because every time you get sick, it's COVID that's the responsibility. COVID's what gets you. No matter what you have, you can cut off your arm. That's COVID-19. Can you reattach my arm? See, losing your arm is a side effect of COVID-19. It's what you have. We can try to reattach it, but you're going to have to wait a while because of COVID. We really need to restrict you and make sure you do a 14-day quarantine before we let you fully in the hospital. That's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at in this world, folks. But don't worry. The seasonal flu is down dramatically because everyone's wearing a mask. And maybe we need to, at certain times of year, make a mask mandate again. The seasonal flu has pretty much been eliminated because everything's COVID. It's what it is. It is. Pardon me. COVID. Everything's COVID. Break your leg, it's COVID. Lose an arm, COVID. Have glaucoma, it's COVID. Have cataracts, it's COVID. Have a tumor, it's COVID. The flu's been eliminated thanks to COVID. Okay? I'm telling you, it's gone. It's no more. Get out of here. There ain't no more COVID, man. Got rid of it. No, they got rid of the flu because they blame everything as COVID. But now they're trying to say that if COVID is so dangerous, isn't it funny how the flu has been eliminated by the masks, but all the mask wearing that's eliminated the flu hasn't done anything to curb COVID because the cases, every time you turn around, they keep saying the COVID cases are up and up and up. It makes no sense. It doesn't. If the masks are really preventing the flu cases, then why is it not protecting the, why isn't it stopping the COVID? Why is wearing a mask preventing one disease but not the other? But don't worry. I know people that just got the COVID shot that said they wouldn't, and now they're like, oh, don't worry. Be prepared, because every year you're going to have to get booster shots. I'm just waiting until they have these booster shots, and then they, like, what are they putting in these? People are just blindly letting them inject themselves, letting the government inject themselves with stuff. I don't know anyone that's questioning what's in the vaccine. They can't tell you that. If they can't tell me what's in it, there's an ingredient list on food so you know what's in it. Oh, but I guess the vaccine's safe. You don't need to know what's in it. Are you kidding? But people accept this. 99.6% survival rate, and I need a vaccine. Yeah, we have to jam a needle right through your breast and inject the vaccine that way. Why don't we all just have hazmat suits and just walk around with, like, oxygen respirators? I mean, when you have those photos of those people that are getting married, they're a married couple, and they got a mask on. They're kissing with masks. And, man, if I knew a couple was going to do that, I'd be like, okay, we need to have some pre-marriage counseling before we even consider marrying you two. So it's not, folks, I'm the guy officiating the wedding, and it's been called, I'm calling it off. If they're a couple and they're going to live together, they're going to share all kinds of crap, from finances to fights to great times to bad times to bacteria and diseases. And if this couple are so not there that they think that during their wedding they can't actually kiss, they have to have masks on. I mean, what are they going to do when they get back to the hotel room? When they're alone, are they going to leave the masks on the whole time? Therefore, until we have more premarital counseling and, you know, unbrainwash them, yeah, I'm not going to marry the couple. Holy jeez. But it's just nuts. These people that, well, see, because you wear a mask, the flu numbers are down. Then why do they act like billions and billions of people are dying every day from COVID? If the mask was preventing the flu, it should be preventing COVID too. But they're acting like the COVID rates are increasing and deaths are rising on one hand. But on the other hand, it's not. We're wearing masks, which is preventing the flu, but not COVID. It's just crazy. But that's the world we live in, folks. And people eat this stuff up. Yeah, that seems about right. 99% survival rate. Yep, we need a treatment to cure the 1% that might die if you get it. I don't know. I don't get this world. I don't understand it. Don't worry, folks. It's all good, folks. We're going to make airplanes out of beef. Gonna solve all our problems. Oh, it's kosher beef. Don't get me wrong. It's gonna be kosher beef, but it's gonna solve all our problems, folks. Heck, it might get to the point where beef is cheaper than steel. I mean, that's the problem. I know people that are in the steel business, and they can't. Okay, I need this to make this and this, and they can't find any steel that they need to build stuff that they build. I don't understand. And where's all the praising Biden people? The 80 million that supposedly voted for Joe Biden, where are they? Where are they praising them? I posted about $30 a gallon gas. Might as well have been. It was 30, like, $3 to fill my tank. $3 a gallon. Haven't seen that since Obama, when the gas price was never an issue. It's fun, folks. Yeah, it's a $20 trillion national debt's a problem, but a $50 trillion debt, no, that's the debt wouldn't matter, you know. the people eat it up. People eat it up, folks. They do. Pardon me. People eat it up, folks. It's okay. Don't worry. I don't understand this world we live in, folks, but these people buy this crap. I guess I take pauses to say, well, how does this even make sense? How does it make sense to say that masks are stopping the flu but not COVID? Because they have arguments that there's too many non-maskers and if people just wouldn't be masking and social distancing, we wouldn't have this problem. Yeah, and those same idiots are the ones that you need your social distance while waiting in line at the airport, but then once you get on the plane, you can be an inch apart from somebody. Trust me, I've been on the plane. I've been in economy class. I've been in low class before, trust me. I've been in Section 8 class. It's what they call the seats I sit in because you're crammed in there like a sardine. Take, like, a back seat that has, like, where there's no, like, actual armrests and put, like, 5 kids back there and have them sit and you're all crammed in there and then be there for 9 hours. And then you either got movies you don't like or never seen or wouldn't see anyways. So to make the movie interesting that you don't want to see in the first place, you pick some, like, and have it dubbed in some language so you have no idea what they're saying. But you don't want to watch the movie to begin with. At least last time I was on like an overseas plane, and they had a radio station that had like 20 songs and just play them all. Then I just hear this song. Then I realize it's like they don't have a lot of songs on there. It's like 5 or 10, either like 15 or something. They just play on like repeat. And half of them you don't want to hear anyways. I would change the radio station when this was popular. And it's not anymore. But that's this world we live in, folks. Thank God, like, DeSantis gets it. That's right. Ron DeSantis warns rioters, stay out of our state or there'll be consequences, swift and severe consequences. I still remember that dude from Alabama. He's like, yeah, bring that BLM crap here. We'll kick your teeth in and just do others. I can't say it, but yeah. But that's just where we live in. We need to have people stand up and say, well, write all you want to. Yep, you have full right to shoot any looters or rioters. Because the people doing the shooting in that situation would be preparing and trained. And but that's what I don't get it. I just don't understand. And, you know, 19 people were killed in Lightfoot, Chicago. But, see, Black Lives Matter don't care about that because, if you want to have an organization that deals with black-on-black deaths and more than that, you got to get a different organization because they don't care about that, man. They ain't about that. Okay there, Rob Emanuel, because, you know, with all these shootings and all this stuff, they had the balls to come out and say that the GOP is built on both resentment and race and has no agenda. Okay, there. Black Lives Matter don't have no agenda except for to divide their country. See, Martin Luther King stood up and said, I have a dream that all men are created equal, as in human beings, mankind. See, there was a time when people understood that all men are created equal refers to humans. But guess what, folks? I guess America First is not an agenda, is not a policy. I guess spending trillions of dollars, because you know, you got to spend trillions of dollars to create jobs. Just, why don't we make everyone a moneymaker? Yeah. Everyone in this country can work for the U.S. Mint and make their own currency at home. Sounds great. 100% 100% employment. Your wealth depends on how much you really want to print that money. The more money you print, the richer you are. Watch how quickly the worthless dollar raises prices. Because, I'll give you an example. If you could just, if everyone became like money printers at home, I'd be trying to print off as much as possible and buy as much as I could as quickly as possible. Because go to a dealership. I want the most expensive Corvette you got on this lot right here. Give me this one. I want to buy it. Here you go. Here's cash. Well, wait a minute. I got cash too. And if you end up with 20 people wanting to buy it at the same time, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Oh, if you want the car, well, he's got $10,000 to pay. Well, 10, I'll pay you 20. 20, I'll go 25. Well, I don't know this, but I'm not. I put in $45,000, and then you're just going to, people are just going to keep jacking up the price because you have a ton, it's sort of like a bidding war. The bidding war is kind of me explaining how the more money you have, the worthless it gets. The more worthless it gets. Because just like, hey, there used to be a time where people would say if you put in Gibson with a B, if you spell Gibson with a B instead of, you know, like spelled it wrong, and like a B and P, D, Q, thing like that, you would get auctions to come up. No one would bid on you. You could get stuff cheap. Usually, if it's a Gibson, there's a smart little thing that says starting bid. This is the lowest I let it go for. But whenever I heard about that trick and I tried it, my computer or my phone would automatically autocorrect. So I typed it in that way and made sure it stayed that way, and it still came up as nothing. But that's the way this world works. If you have one person bid on something, yeah. But if you have, you may think that's the biggest piece of junk. That's the biggest turd you've ever seen. His name's Bono. Oh, I want Bono. I want him. And if you get two people wanting the biggest turd, and they gamble and they okay, and then eventually someone's not going to have enough money, and the highest bidder gets it. If all of a sudden everyone has money to go buy stuff, people are going to buy stuff quickly because, yeah, we're completely sold out. So, like, remember when we had that toilet paper famine of 2020? Yeah. If you had money and that was an object that you needed, people hoarded toilet paper and sanitizer and all that stuff. But if all of a sudden you got, I got an extra $3,000 from the government, you better get some very essential stuff with that, because if everyone's out there, what's going to happen if all of a sudden, well, I know we need survival food, but man, I can't afford that. What if 30 million people have that same agenda? I want some survival food, but I ain't got the money. And now that the government gives $3,000 stimulus checks or whatever the case would be, now y'all magically have money to get that. Then you have 30 million people trying to all get survival food because they know that the dollar is collapsing. That's this world we live in. Some of you get it. Some of you don't. That's why Captain Common Sense is here. Yeah, the Pope is kind of like, hey, we're going to kind of suspend the property rights because what we're doing here, folks, we think that your body, your choice doesn't apply to vaccines, so, and then I've heard some people say, well, there's, because there are people like, well, if you don't get the vaccine, you're killing people and all this, and my aunt died. You know what? My parents had friends, a couple, they followed the rules, they didn't go nowhere, they stayed, they were unemployed because they were tired. They were able to sit, they busted, they worked, and they sat down. Took it easy because they had worked hard their whole life. They ended up dying a day apart, not from COVID, but when it's your time, folks, it's your time. I don't know when my time is. I hope I wake up every day, but if I don't, I try to tell my wife I love her all the time. One thing a great woman taught me, and this was her mom, she goes, don't ever go to bed angry. No matter what, I don't care if it was WrestleMania 15 in here, which ends up 9 times out of 10 being a misunderstanding. Don't ever go to bed angry. And I try not to, and that's why I try to be a decent, nice person, because I don't wanna sit there and be, I don't wanna be yelling at someone for doing something wrong and then be like, that's my last thing. But apparently the my choice, my body thing, yeah, and the vaccine, out the door. You need to rely on the vaccine, not God, because, as we all know, the vaccine is the reason why we're saved, not God. That's why I love the church I go to and my mother-in-law, because they're like, we're here because of God. People have this notion that the CDC hands out the rights. You can't go to the baseball game. You're losing the right things to the CDC. Don't worry, folks. You're unalienable rights. The right to life, freedom, health, and the pursuit of happiness. Gee, I don't see anything about the CDC in here. The right to contact or not to contact, which is unlimited. I don't see anything about wearing a mask or, CDC involved there. The right to earn a living by being I got a headache, folks, but compensated with wages, a salary, and or trade goods in a fair exchange for one's work. Don't say anything about that. CDC, nothing. Now you could sit there and say, well, what does fair exchange for one's work mean? The right to travel in the ordinary course of one's life and business. Wow, the right to travel. But if you have COVID or you need masks or whatever, or the CDC deems that you don't have an inalienable right, then we'll take that away from you. You pesky Americans in freedom. If you need permission to celebrate the 4th of July, you forgot what Independence Day is all about, okay? I'm going to say that again. If you need the permission from the government, or Joe Biden, or Kamala Harris to celebrate the 4th of July, then you forgot all about what Independence Day is all about, and you need to get your dang history book and start reading. That's what's wrong with this country. Well, are you going to celebrate the 4th of July? I don't know if we can. Are they going to have fireworks? If they're not going to have fireworks, trust me, my wife's a pyromaniac. We'll have fireworks somewhere. We'll make them. Yeah, that means we have to go to the Armored Surplus store. Yeah, we'll take that tank. We're going to set it on fire. What the heck, yeah. We're going to make some fireworks. All you have to do is just talk sense to an angry liberal and you got fireworks going right away. The right to control and hold one's property lawfully without trespass. Yeah, without trespass. That means no squatters. Again, there's nothing about the CDC. The right to self-defense when threatened with harm, loss, or deceit. Ooh. Wow. No CDC mentioned. Well, because, yeah, since you probably can't shoot right with a mask on, we're going to have to ban guns because we can't get rid of masks. Or you can have a gun, but if you got a mask, you can't use it. But you have to have the mask on, you know. The right to trial by jury, being an impartial panel of one's peers. Gee, an impartial panel. There will be blood on the hands of anyone that does not vote to fully convict. We will burn down buildings. We will threaten people. The right to remain silent when accused to avoid self-incrimination. These are rights, unalienable rights, and there's no mention except for when the government says, well, you know, the right to appeal in lawsuit, conviction, or sentence, or both. There's no, well, except for in the case of, you have the right to appeal. You may have it to where, yeah, there's a 99.9% chance you lost. But, you know, hey, you have the right to try to appeal it and try to do something. The right to peaceful association, assembly, expression, and protest. But now the government's, well, what justifies peaceful? What it means is if you're supporting liberals, you can say it, and it's peaceful. But if it's doing this, but if you take something and you write about it, you write this thing about Trump, and you write the same thing about Biden, it's peaceful if it's written about Trump. It's pushing, it's promoting violence if it's about Biden, even though you said the same thing about both candidates. the right to security from abuse, prosecution, tyranny, and war. G, the right to love and to consensual marriage with children as a family. These are rights you have. The right to refuse to kill under command by reason of conscience. That's right. In the military, you can say, I'm not going to kill. The right to live in peace and be left alone when law-abiding. When a lady is wielding a gun, you're no longer living in peace. When she's flailing a knife and a gun or whatever, I don't know. I think I read them all. But my point is, where's the CDC in there? Where does it say that you have the right to, except for if the CDC deems it not worthy enough? I don't know. But people don't seem to get this. How bad they didn't get the message. And that's why I'm glad to those that do listen, that wake up and get the message and understand that they're being screwed. See, the government is a magician. They are. But that's how it is. Got about 10 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for those of you who get it, that understand that you can't have a mask preventing and decreasing the number of flu cases, but that same mask is not doing anything against COVID. Maybe. Yeah, my wife is leaving the studio. She can't go back. But, you know, it's just where we live in, folks. Some people get it, some don't. You know, there's talk that Manchester United are going to try to buy their way out of this predicament by spending crap loads of money in the transfer window. I'll take the money to spend, but we're not going to buy it. But that's just where we live in. Some people get it, some don't. You look at Manchester United, and I think, you know, they got to do the draw the focus. See, and here's the thing. I've been thinking about this, and I really do believe one thing, though. Look at that COVID and stuff. Well, they have to spend money because they can't not spend and then have all the tank and then all the out. I say, well, where did they spend? I'm going to see them spend money on Ollie and see what he can do. Now that Edison Cavardi is going to stay, give it to Eddie Cavani, passing the ball and watch him score all the goals. Now that we got him, now we don't have, maybe they'll spend, and we need a central defensive midfielder. We need a center back and a right winger. I'm not going to complain that they spend money on us. I don't want them. You know, I want to like play with their emotions and just like, oh, thank you so much. I'm a Glazer out. I think Ollie is the right guy. I've said this before, and I'll stick for this. But I think Ollie is the man for the job. I think he's someone that give him the players he wants, which at Manchester United, you know, is like slim and none. And go from there, you know? I mean, seriously, because that way you sit there and go, okay, I just think he's a man. And if he tanks when you give him his players, and we backed you, you got the players. You know how United is. It's going to be interesting to see. what happens, because I've just, there's multiple sources that are saying that they're going to spend money. They're going to try to buy their way out of this predicament. Good. Invest the crap load into the state, into the team, and then say, bye-bye, we're out. You know? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm... You know, have fun. See you in hell, because I won't be there. You know, I hate when people see you in hell. Like, well, where are you going? But seriously, folks, I think we need to take advantage. Still be all the out. No, he's not the pop, it's the Glazers. Glaze are out, but hey, if they're going to spend money, you know, and there are people that will, like, I have people that will tell you, like, and I kind of believe this, well, if you want to, are they going to make money by people watching the show? If so, good luck. You know, because if they're going to make money off of the showing of the game, or if they get a percentage, then don't watch the games. You know, if they allow fans in the stadium for the last couple games, you want to make sure they, I don't know. I want them gone, and if, like, the next two games, like the last two games, whatever they have, the home games, don't go. If there's one of them at Old Trafford, have an empty stand in an empty stadium. But then there are people that haven't seen a game in person for so long that they would want to go just to... But that's the world we live in, folks. It's the true world we live in. You know? We got to get the Glazers out. They're gonna try to buy their way out of this. Good luck, because I'm not going to buy it. You know, we need, like, a Varane. Get Declan Rice, a Varane, and then Diddy, get an Mbappe. Let's have a class of 92 again. But it's 2021. Let's get Jadon Sancho. Let's get some good players. A Varane, and Diddy, and Mbappe. Get some decent players. But I'm going to thank you so much for tuning in. But you take a look at that team. If we can get a good central defensive midfielder and a center back, that team is going to be tough to beat next year. So it's going to be interesting. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight, I'm just, like, thinking, like, what? And that's what, you know, like, and I get some people are going to be, oh, yeah, I get that. I understand that. But I don't get, I don't know how you can. He's just done too much. And you got to understand, you can say, well, he ain't playing this. Well, he's doing what he's doing, okay? Why he's not playing Donny Van de Beek, I have no idea. And then when you have, like, the dream team that's on the pitch with about 90 seconds left and they don't do that well, guess what, folks? You got to change stuff. You got to mix stuff up. You got to play them off, and you can't play Donny Van de Beek, like, twice in 1 year and then expect him to be good three times a year. I think we're going to turn this team around this summer and we'll win next year. But we need to do something, not this. Well, we're building towards the future. You're always building towards the future. I'm going to leave you with this, folks. Remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till this Wednesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.